Psalm 119, of course, the longest chapter in the Bible, is the chapter about the Bible. And each of these sections, as you can see them labeled, represents a different verse of a song that the Jews would sing about God's Word. And today I'd like to focus on 97 through 104. As you can see, that's another one of the verses. So beginning in Psalm 119, verse 97, the Bible says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I refrain my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." So wiser than mine enemies. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I ask now that as we look into this precious passage about your word, that we would open our hearts to be changed and impacted by your word. And I pray the Holy Spirit now would guide us in your truth, Lord, that we would bring honor to you and to your word, Lord, and that, again, we'd be reminded about how important it is in our lives. And so we give you this service and pray you'll be pleased with it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So in this beautiful passage, we see David's attitude toward God's precious word and the results of having a right attitude toward the Word of God, because our attitude is reflected in how we treat the Word of God. If we truly love it, as David said there, then that means we will make it a part of our lives. Love is action. That would go for the Word of God too. If we truly love the Word of God, it's not just a matter of setting it on the table and saying, "I love the Word of God." It means I'm in the Word of God. I love the Word of God, and I show that love by how I am in it all the time. And so David starts there by saying, "Oh, how love I thy law." It's okay to love the Word of God, because the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Revelation 19, it says when he returns, his name is called the Word of God. Jesus said that we are to be in his Word constantly, because this is our manna. This is what we should be feeding on. But David said, "I love it." If you look at verse 127, he says a similar thing there. Verse 6 says, "Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." He says, "Lord, I love your word more than even money." God wants us to love his word. And that love, again, is going to be revealed by the time that we spend in it. We're told in Isaiah 34, 16, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." Seek, continue to seek this in this book to hear from God. The Bible tells us, Romans 10, 17, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You know, we tend to talk about things that we love, don't we? Do we love God's word? If we do, then we would tend to talk about it. So David starts here by saying the reason why my life is what I want, what God wants it to be. One of the reasons is because I love God's word. If you go to verse 164 in the same chapter, he says, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Look at the next verse. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." If we love God's word, it truly changes us. It truly makes us more of what God wants us to be. And so God wants us, firstly, as we see in this passage, if we're going to be, and as we see later on in the passage, the impacts of His Word, if we're going to be what God wants us to be, we must love His Word. How simple is that? And yet how complex. Secondly, He says in verse 97, it is my meditation all the day. So again, if we're going to be the kind of Christian God wants us to be, not only are we going to love His Word, and that love will be displayed by how we treat it, but we're going to meditate in His Word. Now, we hear a lot about meditation today from the Eastern religions. That's not what this is talking about. It's not talking about sitting with our legs in the lotus position and humming. No. It means that we start the day in the Word of God, and we find a passage, we find a truth, we find a verse that speaks to us, and then we meditate on that through the day. Because the Word of God has the power to truly change us. And meditating on it will make a difference in our lives. Go back to chapter 1 of Psalm. Most of you know this passage. But the very beginning of Psalms talks about the importance of meditating in God's Word. Notice verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2 of Psalm 1. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he what? Meditate. How often? Day and night. It goes on to say, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in the season, his leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You want to be prosperous? Meditate in this book day and night. Another great verse, Joshua 1:8. We'll turn there in honor of Roy and Paula and their mother, since the last two words is their last name. Notice what it says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There's that word prosperous again. And then thou shalt have good success. Buen suceso. Amen, Roy? Good success. The word success is in the Bible one time. Joshua 1:8. You want success? What does God say? Meditate therein day and night. God here is preparing Joshua to take the leadership of Israel and lead them into the promised land. And he says, Joshua, if you're going to be the kind of leader you need to be over these millions of rat bags, you need to be in this book. You need to meditate therein day and night. And so if we're going to be what God wants us to be, we need to love His Word and we need to meditate in His Word. Go back to our passage, Psalm 119, verse 98. It says, thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies. If you're a born again Christian, you have some enemies. One of them is called the devil. And he hates us. God says, if we'll be in His Word, He will give us wisdom beyond our years. And by the way, the word wisdom or wise, very common word in the book of Proverbs, it's only found in Psalms once. And that's in this verse. Psalm 119, 98. Wiser than mine enemies. If you look at verse 42. Of the same chapter, he says, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. I will have the answers because this word is a part of my life, because I love it and because I meditate in it. God's going to make me wise. Wiser than mine enemies. You know, in the New Testament, the Bible says, study. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. Study. Study the Word of God. So God's promised here that He will truly give us wisdom. He says in verse 99, I have more understanding than all of my teachers. Verse 100, I understand more than the ancients. He's giving us all these beautiful promises about wisdom and understanding, but it stems from loving and meditating in this book. But verse 98, look at the last part of the verse. For they are ever with me. Not only does God want us to love this book and to meditate in this book, you know what it says? He wants us to memorize it. Now, most of us know verse 11 of this same chapter, but it's a very important verse for Christians. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I hear people say it all the time. It's so much work to memorize the Bible, especially as I get older. It is. It's work. But it just takes the discipline of time. Set aside 10 minutes a day, just 10 minutes a day. Do it for 4 years. You'll be amazed what will happen. But if we don't set out to do it, it isn't going to happen. It's not automatic. It takes work on our part to memorize this book. And yet, if you look at Psalm 37:31, all through the Scriptures we're told that if we will choose to hide the Word of God in our hearts, if we will choose to have it ever hidden in our hearts, God can use it. Psalm 37:31, the law of His God is in His heart. None of His steps shall slide. Now, we want the second half of the verse, that our steps won't slide, but are we willing to put in the work for the first half of the verse? The law of His God is in His heart. You get to the New Testament, God says we need to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that we may be able to resist the attacks of the devil. And what does He say? Use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When Jesus resisted the devil in the desert, all He did was say, it is written, and quote Scripture. You cannot underestimate the power of this book. It is quick and it is powerful, and it is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it can pierce to the dividing of soul and spirit, and is it a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's powerful. And so David says, Lord, I love Your word. It's my meditation all the day, and it's ever with me. We are to love it, meditate in it, and memorize it. And God promises that if we will do those things, we'll have understanding, verse 99, than all of our teachers. Verse 100, I'll understand more than the ancients. But then He gives the fourth thing. And this actually is the most important. Because I keep Thy precepts. It's one thing to say you know the Word. It's one thing to say you love the Word. It's one thing to say you meditate in the Word and that you memorize the Word. But ultimately it comes down to, do you obey it? Because all those other things can be completely undone through disobedience. He says, I have all this understanding. Why? Because I keep Thy word. I keep Thy precepts. I obey the Word of God. And Jesus said that more. Well, let's look at it. John chapter 7, verse 17. And this is a great spiritual truth. A lot of spiritual truths are exactly backwards from what the world believes and teaches, as we know. And one of the things that a lot of people believe is that if we can keep learning more of the Word, then we'll do more. But Jesus actually says, if you'll do what you already know, then I'll help you to learn more. So it's flipped the other way, isn't it? Look at John 7:17. If any man will what? Do His will. So if any man will, first of all, do the known will of God, the things we know God wants us to do, what will happen? He shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. But notice how the doing comes first. We want it to be the other. Well, Lord, you show me what I'm supposed to do and then I'll do it. God says, you know what you're supposed to do. You already know the basics I want you to do. You do those and I'll give you more understanding. Now, David said a similar thing in Psalm 111. If you could turn there, please, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. It's kind of like the Old Testament equivalent of this John 7:17 verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Very great statement. We studied that in Proverbs recently. Psalm 111, verse 10. 111, verse 10. But look at the last part of the verse. A good understanding have all they that what? Do His commandments. So if you want more understanding of God's word, He says, I want you to obey what you already know. And then I'll give you more understanding. You see, God isn't interested in us becoming amazing scholars and students of His word if we're not going to put it into practice. If we're just going to learn, but not do, you see. And that's why we see Jesus saying, if you'll do it, then you'll know it. And then here in Psalms, David said, a good understanding have all they that do His commandments. And that's why David's saying, Lord, I have more understanding than my teachers. I have more understanding than the ancients. Why? Because I keep Thy precepts. Because I obey Your word. So He wants us to love it. He wants us to meditate in it. He wants us to memorize it. And of course, He wants us to obey it. Jesus said, if you love me, John 14:15, what? Keep my commandments. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. So this isn't complicated, it's just work. I want you to love my word, I want you to meditate in my word, I want you to memorize my word, and I want you to obey it. But then look what will happen, verse 101 of our passage. First of all, I've refrained my feet from every evil way. David said, because I'm loving in your word, because I'm memorizing your word, because I'm meditating in your word, because I'm doing my best to obey your word, it gives me the power to obey even more and to stay away from sin. You know, this verse, and each one of these is a verse and a song. Did you notice it starts off with loving the word of God in verse 97, and it finishes with the very last sentence, hating evil. There's a verse that says, if ye that love the Lord, hate evil. And God says the more that we love His word, the more that we'll hate evil. Because God hates evil. And He wants us to. And that's what David's saying. Because I've made the word of God such a vital part of my life, verse 101, I've refrained my feet from every evil way. He says, verse 102, I've not departed from Thy judgments. In other words, it's truly changed me. It's truly helped me to walk with God and to obey His word and to stay away and to shun evil. And we're commanded in the Old Testament and the New Testament to hate evil and to stay away from it. Ephesians, I'll read 5:11. It says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And so he says, because, it's a cause and effect thing, because I love your word and because I've meditated in it and I'm memorizing it and I'm doing my best to obey it, you're helping me, Lord, to stay away from evil. But then he also says in Psalm 119:103, that the more that we want His word, the more we will want His word. And this is how it works. Verse 103, how sweet are Thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. We just sang Psalm 19, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honeycomb. That's to be our attitude toward the Word of God. Peter says, 1 Peter 2:2, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow. Desire it. And if you don't desire it, then it's a heart problem. It's not that the Bible isn't desirable. It's just you need something fixed. And God can fix it, by the way. And then he finishes verse 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. You've given me discernment, Lord, and you've given me a genuine fear of the Lord, which has resulted in a genuine hatred for evil. Now, this doesn't mean that we hate the lost, but we do hate evil. And these are the outcomes of loving God's Word, of meditating in God's Word, of memorizing God's Word, and of trying our best to obey God's Word. Look at what happens. We're going to refrain our feet from evil way. We're going to try to walk the narrow path that Jesus talked about. We're going to try to depart from evil, and we're even going to hate evil. Because this book was written by a holy God. Amen? If you ever looked on the front, it says, Holy Bible. Be ye therefore holy as I am holy. That is God's command to us. 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 and 16. Be holy as I am holy. This book helps you to obey that command. David said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. He said, I'm wiser than mine enemies. Not because I'm super special, but because I love thy law. Because I keep thy law. Because I meditate in thy law. Because I memorize it and make it part of my life. God has worked miracles in my life and given me wisdom more than mine enemies. Wisdom more than my teachers. Wisdom more than the ancients. And he's given me the ability to hate evil and to live for him because of this. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for